Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This round of 32 picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. For boosted same game parlays to live and game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet 100, get 100 over at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. To the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the Money Green, with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Excellent job working through the adversity, Sean.
I power through all adversity. Joining us, a man who, well, he finds his own adversity. Colby Danik is an antivist. What's up, Colby?
I'm doing good, brother. How you doing, man?
Well, we had some adversity, of course. Our service at the Plaza was horrific. Oh. Shout out to them. Like I said to the server multiple times, I've been in Las Vegas, visiting Las Vegas 20 years. Hands down, the worst service I've ever gotten. And they go, okay. So they don't really care. Joining us here to talk college basketball, Moneyline Mac. What's up, Mac?
Doing good, man. I bet a lot of first half unders today, but you know what the lock today was? Over 17 and a half beers for Moneyline Matt.
Some side bets on the on our company in general on alcohol consumption, that would be a lead pipe lock.
I'm thinking the under with that service. I think you had to go elsewhere to get that. Where'd you get 17 beers?
We're fairly tuned up. And this was even with, you know, imagine service where you're getting a beer an hour. And they're barely, we're tuned up. But even that with their service was pretty crazy.
I would say it wasn't even so much that the service was bad, more than it was non-existent.
Yes.
Like it wasn't like they were like,
I would say that's bad. No, but yes.
Well, you know what I mean? Like it was like null. Like the fact this wasn't a large space. This was not a large space. And quite frankly, I said, frankly, again, it wouldn't have been very hard to feed. All right, so here's the breakdown. One, these motherfuckers outsource things. And so the restaurant, this bar was not actually part of the casino. So they had, when you ordered food, they were just ordering it
they
fucking
called
room
it
service.
The room service. It's like I could order a room service pizza.
I mean,
and I would get my order right, and I would get plates. Like they didn't even get. This was where I really drew the line. Again, I'm not a diva. When I order a fucking pizza, and you're charging me per slice on a full pizza, all right, sure, $64 for a pizza. Okay, I'll hear you out. What can you bring me some plates and some goddamn napkins? They gave us a pizza in a box and a tray of like cardboard that you would use for wings.
What
I love wings. But I ordered a pizza. What are we doing here, people?
One of my favorite moments is when the manager owned it and did nothing to improve it. Your service has been absolutely terrible. I agree.
Right? Yes, that was what drove me crazy. Right? So many times I go, listen, man, I like you. And he goes, you're cool. And I go, yeah, I agree. You're cool as well. I go, I've been coming to Vegas for 20 years. This is hands down the worst service I've ever had in Las Vegas.
I agree.
And he goes, I agree.
Like, he's been with you for the past 20 years. Okay. And then he goes, all right, sir, here's your bill. Right? Now, doesn't do anything like, hey, can I get you another pizza? Let me try another pizza. You know what? Have a whiskey on me.
I didn't even want another pizza.
He just owns it, though.
The last thing I want is more pizza from the plaza.
I respect him because he goes, I agree. Mm-hmm. And then he owned that. Like, I think he thought in his mind that, might be time to punt. Might be time to punt. Well, this is a 4th and 30.
It's funny.
4th and 30, punt the ball.
I don't want to completely derail the episode because we'll never get to the picks.
Yes.
But we were having a conversation about corporate bureaucracy before we got on air. And it reminds me a lot about my time where, like, when someone would screw up, it would just be like, oh, you're right. You're right. So we should collect some feedback to find out what we can do better. Oh, okay. Oh yeah. She was a new girl. She doesn't know how to get a bucket of beers. A bucket of beers took 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like a bucket of beers.
Yeah. You twist off. These aren't beers on draft. These are bottled beers. You twist off
45 the Bud Lights or the Coors Lights. Three bottles of it.
Hey,
we're going to talk about the amazing run of the, crazy day of gambling. And of course, you're betting big. You got to do it over at WinBet, baby. Bet big. Win even bigger, of course. You go to winbet.com or download the WinBet app. And of course, you hit the longest parlay of the week, you get $1,000 free bet courtesy of winbet.com. Bet big, win even bigger. I mean, March Madness, NBA, NHL, even the XFL, whatever it is, WinBet has it covered. Bet big, win even bigger. Winbet.com or download the WinBetting app. And of course, offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. It's 21 or older and present in the state. We're played through WinBet as well. If you're someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Sean, can I crowbar in something? Because look,
if it's about how Daniel Snyder is an owner that's not as bad as the other owners, no one wants to hear that discussion.
Yeah, he doesn't have any buried bodies that I know of. But hold on. No. The service was so bad that we didn't even lead in with a 16 seed beating a 1. Yes.
I mean, the service was so bad, it overshot FDU winning against Purdue.
It's only happened twice ever.
Both times we have been out in Vegas for these crazy upsets. But I feel like the 16-1 seed wasn't that crazy of an upset. Like
it's the same conversation we had about Princeton. They weren't outmatched.
No.
It almost had sprinkles of Florida Gulf Coast.
I was on the idea of fading Purdue. I thought it would happen in the round 32, maybe, sweet 16, but God bless them. They fucked it up in the first round.
And Graham,
what's your thought on Purdue?
But Farrell didn't even win their conference.
Yeah, they didn't. No. Yeah. They're lucky they kept Merrimack out.
Yeah.
I just saw this on social media. Shout out to a friend of the program, Cash Juno, for tagging us in this. But it's a picture of the whiteboard in the Purdue locker room. And I don't want to tease it, but there might be a hole in it. I think not only do we not lead off with another spectacular upset by a small private school in New Jersey. Why did they keep Rutgers? They were scared of Rutgers. New Jersey is taking over March Madness. We didn't even, Sean, you didn't wish everyone happy St. Patty's Day.
I didn't. Happy St. Patty's Day. I'm wearing green. Kramer, who hates Irish people, is known Italian. Colby, again, he's...
I'm wearing green, Sean.
You're not wearing green.
I'm wearing green.
I'm giving you a pinch.
Have it in there. Get off me. Don't touch me with your stupid NFL owner take. All right? Get out of here.
I like the organization.
I will say, the thing that concerned me the most today, as we were getting this horrible service and Sean was getting more and more intoxicated, is very simply this, that these piece of shit people, I mean, this is essentially corporate gambling tangential.
Yes.
So they're on the fucking train tracks now. They ruined St. Patrick's Day.
They did.
For our own Sean Green, who of course everyone knows is Irish.
I have a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Which by the way, a couple people reached out. They wanted me to let you know that it's Bill Raftery. And I said, no big deal. It's just his Irish accent. He can't help it. So they ruined St. Patrick's Day. They didn't really ruin the games, but they also, like, now we've buried one of the funniest things that's happened to me in Vegas ever, down to like the fourth lead. We sit in, all right. So to set the stage, we're in one of these we're in one of these like lounges to watch the game. We have this big kind of horseshoe couch set up, and half of it is us. And half of it are these older gentlemen who are there early when the thing opens. God, just like us, of course, because we're old as well. And I sit down next to this bald gentleman, and he's got like a grin on his face. We're talking. He's betting the unders.
Hold on. Let's do an age demographic here. If we had to guess, like probably what's 58?
He told me he's 65. He
told you his age.
He's 60.
Okay.
In his 60s. Well, and you can tell, like, him and his buddies, they're having a good time. They're betting the games. He bet all the unders accidentally. He meant to bet the first half unders, but he bet the full game unders. So that was fun. And he bet every
dog. He's killing it, probably.
He bet every dog and every under. So yes. He was coming in with some level of awareness to the situation. Little did we know that he was coming in with like 6-degree black belt situational awareness. He looks over at me and he goes, "Hey guys, you look like you're cool. Just so we're cool, there's a couple girls that are going to be coming by." And I don't know him, if you know what I mean. And I'm like, oh. And he proceeds to then show me pictures of them and tell me that, you know, it's important to have redundancy, because if one of the ladies that you hire to come hang out with you and maybe go up to your hotel room doesn't show and flakes, you have backup plans. All right. So this is the groundwork. He then comes over and tells us a couple dirty jokes. He then tells us like a racy a joke where he first goes, "Hey, what religion are you guys?" Just to check he wasn't.
Always a red flag.
He wasn't going to offend us.
Well, Ryan, you're talking about, and shout out to Sword Vitality. Again, he's in his 60s. You might be in your 40s, 30s, whatever it is. If you have trouble getting an erection, no, you don't need any sort of shame. All you need is Sword Vitality. They got you covered. Increase the blood flow in ways that help you thrive as a man in the bedroom. Sword Vitality can increase your stamina.
You have to know when to come.
And again, you don't need to hide it. If you're having a little trouble to get the third leg going, get it riled up for a big game, maybe you're down to your final four, whatever it is. If you need Sword Vitality, it's not a big deal. All you got to do is go to swordvitality.com, use that promo code SGPN. They got you covered for a nice discount at checkout. That's swordvitality.com, promo code SGPN.
Once again, we learned that the Irish can perform well with loads of whiskey in their system. Nice read, Sean.
Thank you.
So we set the stage. We're friends with these people at this point. And we're here we go. He's like, "All right, we got the first." He's telling me how he's trying to schedule them staggered, so just in case they both do show up, he doesn't have a situation. So the first one, and then he also tells me he doesn't fuck around with the young girls, that they are 40 is the perfect age. So that girl shows up.
He's got a system.
Seems like a
Oh, this guy had multiple systems.
He had a lot of systems. And again, like I said, situational awareness through the roof. So the girl shows up completely, seems like a nice girl, hangs out for a little bit.
And I almost feel bad for her, because she showed up. She's like, "Hey, doing my job being a prostitute." She doesn't realize that the five guys next to her client have been just sitting there waiting, like, "Wait, who's the prostitute that's going to show up?"
He was also socializing with the other table.
Oh, yeah. So probably, you're right, Ryan. I probably undershot. It's probably like 10 guys that were just like, "Is this 60-year-old guy really going to bring two plus prostitutes to his table?"
So the girl shows up. He hangs out, gets her a drink, which never comes. And ironically, and then they disappear for a bit.
You have to know when to come.
The drinks didn't come, Sean. I said, "Please pay
attention." No, I said the drinks.
The words I say are very important. It's clear. It's important you pay attention. So he then comes back, but solo, wearing different clothes. Yeah. So he's now done. He's prostitute number one and wardrobe change number one. And he has got, he looks like the Joker just slit his fucking cheeks. He's smiling so hard. And he sits down and he looks around the room and he's basically just, you know, he wants to make sure we all know that some good shit just happened. And of course, our friend of the program, Dick Olson, was there. So what happened? First thing, because I didn't mention this, but the older gentleman did mention that the girl was going to be a squirter. Which, so of course, Dick Olson
is one of those guys who will get penetration.
Dick Olson will show a picture of his own asshole to a random stranger. Leans over to this man.
He's a character.
Leans over to this guy and he goes, "How wet was it?" I kid you not. The only person on the planet who wouldn't have immediately responded with laughter was this guy. He smiled and he goes, "It was excellent." He goes, "Well, did it smell like?" Dick Olson wants to know the dirty details. He said, "Oh, it was very clean." Anyway, so the situation passes. He's very happy. He finally gets some of his finally some of the stuff he ordered before he went to go have prostitute one shows up. And then guess what? Man disappears again. Now, at this point, his friends then come over and like, "Hey, guys, we're going to buy you some shots for putting up for our friends."
They did offer them. Yes.
No, they bought us shots.
They did offer them, and we did take them.
Do you not remember the shots? We took shots. All right, so we take the shots. He disappears again. And so I go over to his friend. It's like, is he out smoking? What's going on? He's like, "No, second girl showed up." So neither girl flaked.
It's like now, an 80s sitcom.
Sean, if you could hit the sword effect again, because I mean, back to,
I mean, he's in his 60s. He might need some sword vitality.
We talk about back to back road spots. We talk about the fatigue that traveling across the country can have on one's body. Well, this 60-year-old man clearly seemed to have no problem getting his sword in and out of the sheath.
Unsheath your sword. All right,
so he then comes back with a different set of clothes on. And
guy's changing his
And this motherfucker, his legs look, they look like Jell-O. This guy, he's wobbling in, and then he plops down, and then he just proceeds to just watch. That's kind of the end of the story, but yeah. I mean...
Sorry, Ryan. I'm watching this FAU game.
I got Memphis minus 1.5.
Oh, we're on different sides.
Hey, real quick to intertwine everything together. So Sean's losing his mind on the service, and he comes back from girl number two.
Oh, that's right.
Not Sean. That's right. Not Sean, but the
The other guy. The other guy.
Yeah.
And Sean's talking to the other guy. Just
trying, checking our tickets.
He's been gone for what? An hour? Yeah, hour and a half? 2 hours? And he goes, "Yeah, the service has been awful. Give us our money back." He's been gone for 3 hours.
He immediately was like, "Oh yeah, I need to get into this. I'm feeling on cloud fucking nine."
He was ready to start doing.
So that happened. And so shout out to that guy. He does have he could be a listener now, Sean. We did make a friendship there. So pretty.
He's one of those guys who will get penetration.
All right. That was fun. You want to talk games? You want to recap anything? Is there anything else we want to touch on?
I mean, what
pretty chalky day. All right, you want to wrap the unders up?
Yeah, where are we at with the first half unders?
All right, so after a roller coaster of a weekend, first four were 1-3. For Thursday, 10-5-1. Today, Friday, 7-8-1. Good for 18-16-2 against the spread. 52.94%. So barely clear of the line.
We're hanging around. Got a couple left.
Oh yeah. We got a pose. We're getting.
Oh yeah.
Finally, our photographer's here to take some shots. Yeah.
There we go. There we go.
Awesome work. Awesome work. Great shot. We'll need a copy of that. Thank you.
Future star.
There we go. So once again, Sean, I got to be honest. Part of me was kind of hoping for a 500 finish, because that's never happened before. But
no, I mean, it's one of those things. Again, the first half unders are lifestyle choice. You got to go in for the rest of your life. You can't just dabble for like a couple plays on one day. You got to go in or go all out.
I got a Memphis minus 1.5 and a 2 shot.
When it was 2-5-1, I did, Sean, do something very degenerate. I sprinkled a very small amount on the largest round robin parlay I've ever made, an 8-teamer all the way. I made 247 bets or whatever it is. And it's going to pay off nicely. It was 2-5-1 at that point. 7-8-1 now. So, yeah, I mean, look, 18-6-2 again, barely profitable.
Hit this.
Oh, yes. Colby's watching Memphis. I got Florida Atlantic plus 1.5.
We're live sweating the end of this Memphis Florida FAU game.
We're gonna give out the picks for Sunday before we do that. Again, I got Vegas voice. Admit it. You can deny your Vegas voice or you can embrace it. Much like I'm embracing the awesome sunglasses I'm rocking right now in the studio, aka my Shady Rays. That's right. Again, if it's Vegas, honestly, normally when I'm going to Vegas, I'm like, I'm not even going to bring my sunglasses. I'm worried they're going to get broken. They're going to get scratched. Someone's going to take them. But if you lose your pair or even break them day one, Shady Rays will send you a brand new pair. Are you kidding me? No questions asked. I love that return policy. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after your purchase again. And then free return within 30 days. Shady Rays. Look at me right now.
You're hot.
I've had cocktails. I've won some bets. I've lost some bets. But I've also won more.
You've argued with management?
But wait. I'm confused.
I told the customer service. I go, no. What are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your life? We only have so many hours. You know, you're born, you're alive. How many hours do you have for the rest of your life? And you're gonna waste them not bringing out my chicken wings or Coors Light. What are you doing? What are we doing? What are you doing? I mean, if you're gonna be out and about in town and you're not going to be rocking your Shady Rays, you're doing yourself a disservice. ShadyRays.com, promo code SGPN. They got you covered. I mean, we're talking 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. The shades related 5 stars or more over rated. Sorry. Over 200,000 people. That's ShadyRays.com, promo code SGPN. Again, you like sunglasses, you're listening to this, do us a solid. Go to ShadyRays.com, promo code SGPN.
So much like our bald friend, we didn't see him get to the third leg of the race.
No.
You performed well for the first two. Last thing we forgot to tell you about our friend, our older gentleman friend, he also was going to run it back tomorrow. He's playing golf, him and two of his buddies. But they're playing in a six-some because he got a companion for each one of them to do stuff on the golf course, which to be honest, that's something I didn't even think you could
to know when to come.
Didn't even know that was on the table. All right. Let's and real fun. Sean mentioned customer service and part of the way you can. Oh my goodness.
Oh yes. Oh, FAU stole God. It. FAU. No, 9 seconds left.
Get that. Timeout.
Jump ball. Jump ball, they called it.
Wow. Who's got possession?
It's possession, FAU. Shit. Let's go. FAU plus 1.5.
You're going to lose by one.
That's why you got to go to YouTube.com and hit. Smash that subscribe button.
This is killer,
let's
dude.
Go,
this
baby.
Is killer. So
YouTube.com.
That's the only thing left in a parlay.
While we sweat this, Sean, does like his customer service battles, I know that he was in such a war with management earlier that it was reported back to me that he was sharing the Juan from Walgreens story to one of our friends. So it must have really, really hit him. All right.
Someone asked. I'm not gonna pretend like Juan from Walgreens was a great customer service person.
Not suggesting you should. Should we conclude the end of this sweat before we start the picks?
Yes, because this is killing me.
I got FAU plus 1.5.
They called timeout. He's got sole possession and he calls timeout.
The winner plays fair, Dick.
Yeah.
This is going to cost me, guys. I have a parlay with the final leg, Memphis -2.
Well, we picked an FAU +2.
One other funny thing that happened today, and I'm not. I honestly don't remember if it was Moneyline Mac or Noah. I think it was Noah. But at some point, someone came to me and was like, "Hey, just FYI, like Sean has said the same thing to me 3 times in a row."
Who said that?
It wasn't me.
See, Moneyline Mac knows who he's talking about. Who said I was repeating myself?
Dick Olson.
I'm just saying that it was more of a out of kindness, but it also wanted to kind of really paint the picture with some really in like depth, like deep colors to how intoxicated Sean was earlier.
I can't believe they fucking gave it up. He calls timeout. They're not grabbing
This is a timeout. Memphis ball, right? Am I just biased?
This is
going to
take a while. Let's pick the first game.
First four, and then we'll have some others.
Yeah, exactly. Columbus, Ohio, East Region matchup between the 7 and 2 seed. Michigan State takes on Marquette. Marquette's only -3 here, -145 on the money line. Michigan State +125, 141.5 is the total. Feels a little bit like both of these teams have caught their own fair share of relative disrespect. Marquette keeps getting it done, and yet it does seem like not many people were eyeballing them as a team that could come out of the region. Meanwhile, which by the way, their one seed is gone. And meanwhile, Michigan State, Tom Izzo, you know, I know I threw some shade at him, but it always is fun to lean back into that angle of short turnaround Tom Izzo. But I got to be honest, Sean, and I'll let you start because it's Michigan State, which by the way, Michigan State fans always are in Vegas in numbers. It's Michigan State. Their color is green, and it's St. Patrick's Day today. So Sean, tell us all why you're going to take Michigan State plus the points.
No, I mean, even watching the Marquette Shaka after they won that game, they were celebrating. They were celebrating way too much for a team that was just moving on to 32. And again, like if you're celebrating, then you're going to be a 3-point favorite against a team with a legendary head coach like Tom Izzo. Are you kidding me? They were going nuts. They were like, yeah, no one thought we could win this game.
Damn it.
You're Marquette. Colby's reacting to Florida Atlantic winning.
Oh, my God. My whole bracket's fucked.
Florida Atlantic wins 66-65. Terrible defense.
How do you give up a layup?
Ooh.
Fuck all my tickets. I'm out of here. Let's get out of Vegas, guys. Fuck this.
Colby's going to leave Las Vegas. He's going to start his...
That's gone.
Start his campaign to save Dan Snyder. I think...
That's gone.
I think Tom Izzo is a good head coach. And I love... I was dying
to... You would support Tom Izzo after that, you know... We know what happened at Michigan State. But, you know, you're on board with the NFL owners, Sean. All right? That makes sense. All right?
I like the NFL as
You think the owners are all class, straight A people.
If I walk around, I in the office, I just go, you know, who's the greatest people in the world? The NFL.
Roger Goodell, commissioner.
Commissioner.
All jokes aside,
great guys.
Michigan State is a great spot.
How do we salute our commissioner? Is it like one of these?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like a Hitler thing, right?
No. Right? 3-point.
that's a little dangerous, Sean.
No.
You're drunk. Might get the wrong angle and people could get the wrong idea.
Again, to clarify, if anyone's confused, I hate Hitler. I like the National Football League and I like Tom Izzo here catching 3 points. If you got a problem with that, hit me at Sean T. Green. That's my take. Colby, what do you got?
Well, you know, my tickets are burning up over here, but I do agree with you, Sean, but I do not agree that, you know, this institution might not be the greatest institution, but I will say I think they get it done on the money line. Marquette's young and dumb, and you know what happens when they're young and dumb, all right? They struggle a little bit. Second round of the tournament, they did celebrate. I think you're right, and I think Michigan State can pose some problems. They're a veteran team, and really, I mean... surprisingly, Michigan State, much better defense. You would think Marquette, won the Big East regular season, won the Big East tournament, but Michigan State has been the better defensive team all year. Now, yes, you could say Marquette's been the better offensive team, but I believe defense travels in the NCAA tournament. So give me Sparty to get it done on the money line.
Mac, you're rocking a beautiful shirt from the store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Shout out to Jake. You're rocking the over under 17 and a half beers. I'm sure you would have, locked up the over had it not been for our shady service, but I still think you powered through and found a way. Hashtag Merrill Hodge, gentleman over here. What do you got on this? Three to me, I'm still taking Michigan State. Well, possibly are you on Marquette?
No, I'm going to find a way. I found a way today like Tom Izzo will. And, you know, I like the veteran guards of Michigan State against the young guards of Marquette here. Quick turnaround. Games in Columbus, Big Ten country. I think Sparty gets it done on the money line, gets it back to the Sweet 16.
I'm with you. And quick sidebar. If we had to pick I know we're giving out picks for Sunday, but for Saturday, let's say we were in hypothetically a eliminator pool. I was eliminated in one pool. I did pick Purdue for my second pick, which I'm fine losing by with Purdue. I didn't think I would go far. I didn't think I would lose in the round one. I'm in a pool with my brother. I would have taken Purdue, but it was on a New Jersey sports book where they didn't allow you to take Purdue. So he took Creighton. Thank God. Lock it up. One of my locks. Who would you take going into Saturday if you had to for an eliminator pool? Kramer, I'll let you go first. We got Maryland, Alabama.
Do you want my pick for the Michigan State game first?
No, well, yeah. Look, did you not give that out yet?
He just assumed you were a Larry Nassar guy, just like no, him.
I'm a hard fan of the Big Ten.
Yes.
Give me Marquette.
All right.
And I like that they're going to be a contrarian play here with a short number.
Okay.
Catching a lot of disrespect. And by the way, my Memphis, my very unique bracket that has Memphis in the final game.
Crushed.
Nobody gives a shit about my bracket. As far as the eliminator pick.
How's Memphis looking?
It's not ideal. I think they're still reviewing that play though. So maybe there's we'll a see. Chance. Eliminator pick for me. I mean, don't you have to look at taking something like, I guess I would probably say Alabama.
Let's say hypothetically you already took Alabama. Okay. What are you doing?
Then hypothetically, have you already taken UCLA?
No, okay. But hypothetically saving
UCLA. Oh, okay. So you want to punt on something? Texas.
No, he I'm should go Missouri. Texas. He should go Missouri because they're playing Princeton.
I tried to talk to my brother.
FAU.
Missouri. We'll get to that. No.
By the way, Jay Billis talked me out of Duke being in the Final Four. I can, as you can see here, and they would have probably been the team to go into the championship. Jay Billis talked me off his.
Well, Jay Billis on a heater with his Arizona to win it all. Noah, what do you got? Marquette, Michigan State.
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hi, thanks for joining the show.
Did Sean forget about you, Noah?
Yeah, no, I didn't forget about him. I'm the only guy who's talked to him on the show.
It's a different Big Ten this year, guys. We've already got four teams in the second round, about to be five with Indiana up 12 with 16 to go.
The one seed, though, just lost to a fucking 16.
We've got more teams in the second round than we've had in past two tournaments. So
guy, you should be a politician with that fucking take.
Devin Warren over
right?
there.
All right. Easy enough for me. Tom Izzo over Shaka Smart. Give me Michigan State on the money line. They move on. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Noah's take.
All right. Are you going to, are we finishing your survivor bit?
No, I'm just trying to engage the audience.
Yeah. I'm saying, do you have your pick?
Is Noah going to run for governor of Michigan?
Hopefully that would give us a lot of
clean water in Michigan. Noah,
Hoosiers fans want me to run for governor for.
I'd vote for you. All right.
San Diego State is my survivor play. If you're following at home.
All right.
No, it is.
I was following at home. So thanks for letting me know. Next up, 11th, a clean sweep. No, I saved the Discord from getting an early pick. Give me Marquette. All right. Next up, we have the 11 seed Pittsburgh. So, eat shit, Pitt.
Pitt's been great so far this tournament.
I feel bad for Moneyline Mac here. they're playing Xavier, the 3 seed, laying 5, minus 210 on the money line, plus 180 for Pittsburgh. 153.5 is the total. This game is being played in North Carolina. Pitt seems to be getting it done, and what they did to Iowa State today should make Iowa State ashamed of themselves. These teams that just don't know how to play basketball. And real quick, I want to recap this because we discussed this heavily on the Commandment Show, Sean. But the list of the teams we told you were fade teams, based on the KenPom unbalanced. Baylor, they're still alive. Iowa, gone. Missouri, still alive for now. Miami, still alive for now. Penn State, still alive for now. Then Providence, Iowa State, Mississippi State, VCU, and Northwestern. So. Let's see how many of those make it to the Sweet 16.
Is Missouri going to win the national championship? I feel like they are.
Well, I certainly think the region of Purdue has gotten a little bit easier. Look, Pittsburgh, Xavier, this is a 5-point spread. Xavier got it done late, and Colby nailed it to a T. It took the experience to stay composed, bring it all the way back.
I said Kennesaw will be up at half. They'd be leading late in the game. Xavier will make enough plays. They're experienced.
I'm starting to wonder if I should be disregarding – Moneyline Max opinion on Pitt and West Virginia game.
He might be biased, right?
Like I do with Colby and ECU.
Colby even drilled the Sule boom dagger too.
Yeah,
free throws at the line.
And I like what Pitt's done. Like Pitt is that 11 seed. They got the play-in win.
I think it might be Arizona State too, but yes, both.
No, but I mean, they got that play-in win. They got that first win, and now this is where they hit the wall against Xavier, who Xavier probably should dominate even more as far as like what they're putting out there. So I'm taking Xavier minus five. To me, that feels like a pretty easy.
No, my friend. I think Pitt's.
You think Pitt's going to go on a run?
Yeah, and I think Xavier doesn't play defense at such an elite level, so I think it gives opportunity for Pitt, and I think Pitt will be able to stay in this game, if not win it outright. Sprinkle some of the money line. I think Pitt is playing good basketball. I'm sorry. I'm sorry ahead of time to my colleague, co-host, but at some point, you got to read the fucking tea leaves, all right? Is that what they say?
They don't drink tea in
something like
Pittsburgh.
That.
You know.
They eat shit, Colby. Haven't you been paying attention?
I think it's great. They, you know, and I apologize to the audience.
Oh, he said, I think it's great.
Moneyline Mac checking in.
I've been so good on these mid majors, and I misread the mid major ACC conference.
Oh.
This is a nice fairy tale. They should extend Jeff Capel.
No, it's reverse psychology.
Lifetime extension.
Buddy.
Build a statue. Because I need a cupcake every November. I need an automatic win every November.
I'm sorry. You know I love you. Now, Arizona State's up 8 with 4 minutes left on TCU. I mean, K-State got it done. Uh-oh. I think we got to say the ACC was better than what we thought.
No.
Just get in there.
They were better than what we thought.
Better than what you thought.
I said that last night. I did say that last night.
Arizona State's going to blow us.
I will say I misread the mid-major ACC.
But, I like it. You're daggering.
You know, I mean, it's nice. This Pitt story's nice, but Sean Miller is a Pitt grad.
This is a personal game for him.
Fucking Xavier.
Let's go. I'm with
that fucking Pitt shit out of here.
I like that. And honestly, I think Xavier showed a lot, right, by recovering a game that they were being badly outplayed in the first half. I think you were showing me, was it shot quality? Where
gonna make a layup?
Yeah, it was, or maybe we were. I'm thinking of a different link.
Couldn't
game,
make
but,
a layup. You shot 9% from three too.
But they were getting. We were talking about the Pittsburgh Iowa State game, but yes. I think
Iowa State did.
Yeah, the Kennesaw.
Pitt fan.
No. What are you doing in this game?
I'm going Pitt money line. It's easy.
There we go.
Oh. Good luck.
Love that shit.
Play the Benedict music. Get on Pitt, Sean. Get on Pitt.
House the
ball. No, I'm taking Xavier.
Yeah, you're gonna lose, Xavier. Buddy.
Me and Sean are on Xavier.
You're gonna lose.
Xavier by 20.
I'm looking at my bracket, Colby. The one that you said, "Oh, this bracket's bullshit. I gotta change it." Oh, Sean's got Arizona.
All I know is you're looking a loss straight in the eyes right now. All right.
My bracket looks pretty sweet now.
Does it? Can I show this to the audience?
Yeah, sure.
How's his bracket?
It looks pretty hobo-y as far as a presentation. But when you look at Creighton, yes. Michigan State, yes. Houston, yes. UCLA, yes. All my Final Four teams are alive and well in my bracket. Colby, how about you?
Oh, three are gone, I think, right? Well, when TCU loses, will be the third.
That's almost impressive.
Yeah.
It's impressive. You and Jay Billis, the guys I know that know the most about college basketball, Hoops Peterson, Jay Billis, like Arizona, let's hitch your wagon to those guys.
It's only the round of 32. Let's talk in 48 hours because I got a feeling you might have a lot gone, but it's okay. Look, you made me change to different teams.
I didn't make you.
Yes.
You saw my picks and you were like, instead of going, "Hey, this is Sean," clearly like this guy's sharp. He knows his stuff.
You know,
is Sean's sack of the money.
You know, my champion
guy's putting decades of making college basketball picks. Yeah, sure. He doesn't follow the game like I do, but this guy has he's a knack for finding winners.
You know, my champion's still alive, right? My champion's still alive.
Who's your champion?
The Houston Cougars.
Well, I got four champions future alive. It's called my team. Final four call.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It's only the round of 32, buddy. All right.
It is. It's only the round of 32, and you have what? One guy moving?
Maybe two. Look, TCU's only down three. Relax, buddy. Arizona State can blow a lead at any time.
I got money on TCU. We'll
see. You guys done snorkeling down there?
Oh, wow. Ryan.
I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
Oh, look at him over there.
We did a
Ryan is rocking the snorkeling gear. In spite of all our,
we already figured out that no one gives a shit about your bracket, and yet here we are talking about your bracket. All right, so Sean and I are on Xavier. The rest of you guys are on Pitt.
Yep. No,
I'm just messing with you.
Xavier by 20. Let's go.
I like running back.
You got to hammer Pitt down.
You got to hammer Pitt.
Just like
down,
everybody folks. Hammered Pitt against Duke in the ACC tournament.
We hammered Pitt against Iowa State too.
And what about Notre Dame, Noah? What about Florida State, Noah?
One against
about
Iowa
Virginia,
State
Noah?
In the NCAA tournament. That's all that matters, man.
I guess gave you five examples.
Where's WVU?
I just gave one example. I like it. It's getting chippy.
It's getting
chippy. I'm not even a Pitt fan. I'm just standing up for the ACC. That's all my job was the whole season.
I love you, but a year ago you told me you were a Pitt fan.
No, I didn't. We can't have 20 people talking over it.
You got this. Is what
get out of control.
And for that's those for fun. Those who know or have ever seen them, like this is exactly how they were arguing earlier while we were watching games. Worth noting, I believe they're currently experiencing shortages in toothpaste in Greensboro with this matchup. So, moving along, Albany, New York. Oh, it's fogging up already. For the West region, where St. Mary's and UConn face off, Chalk got through here. UConn -3.5, -170 on the money line. St. Mary's +145, 130.5 is the total. This line makes no sense to me. I'm once again not surprised to see me take some favorites here on the weekend of the round of 32, the second round, whatever you like to call it. I don't want to judge. UConn, lay the points. Give me the Big East. Just going to continue right out with these.
I've hated St. Mary's in the first round. They got by, but this UConn team could make a little bit of a run. I know I didn't have them going far in my bracket, but it feels like they're setting up for a decent run. And I don't know. I just didn't think I saw anything special out of that St. Mary's team that would like scare me off fading them against UConn.
We were robbed of a Gale on Gale matchup as well, thanks to UConn beating Iona. The Gales, have they ever faced each other in the tournament? That would have been a fun one. Colby?
The line doesn't make any sense, guys. It makes no sense. This game's in Albany. It's going to be an all UConn crowd. Give me St. Mary's.
What?
I don't trust Dan Hurley in the tournament. Okay. I thought they were losing to
Iona. That is a good reason to fade
them. They were losing to Iona at halftime. And I get it. They turned it on late, but St. Mary's is a lot better than Iona. Randy Bennett is one of the best coaches in this whole fucking tournament. He's going to outcoach Dan Hurley. St. Mary's wins.
All right. Just to remind everyone, the four teams that qualify for national championship status based on KenPom: UConn, Houston, Texas, Alabama, all still alive.
And Moneyline Mac, what do you got? Them.
Yeah, I hear Colby's angle about this is a trap line, but you know, I was impressed with UConn in the second half. I mean, I liked Iona to have a chance to win that game, and UConn just blew them out. I'm going to take the athleticism and length of UConn over St. Mary's to outlast them. I'll lay the points.
Hell yeah.
Noah, how's it you?
I'm surprised Colby didn't touch on this. Ace Baldwin goes down with about 13 minutes left in that game against VCU. Yeah. VCU's within 4 points. They scored 9 points total without Baldwin in the final 13. St. Mary's would have probably lost that game.
They were up when that happened. You can't say that they probably would have lost, though.
No, I'm with Noah. Like, I wasn't super impressed with St. Mary's. And in part because of VCU, I thought like losing Ace Baldwin changed
that
team.
So why is that line 3.5, guys?
They want squares like you to take St. Mary's.
It's in Albany. Yeah. Everyone is going to be on UConn.
There's no UConn fans that'll be traveling to Albany. What are you talking about?
He's saying the opposite.
Yeah.
He's saying that St. Mary's won't have the crowd. I mean, the answer is because Ken.
But you're on St. Mary's.
Because it doesn't make sense.
You're not paying attention.
No, I am paying attention. I'm just pointing out
that what he's saying doesn't make sense.
Ryan?
The reason it's 3.5 is because KenPom has a 3-point projection. And yeah, I think what Colby was trying to say is, why is it so small, being that it's a home game for UConn? And I agree with him, and I'm not, but I'm not scared. Sometimes you got to dive in, like our older friend gentleman at the at the lounge today.
Oh, he dove in multiple press.
And sometimes maybe you'll be rewarded. Maybe that stink is just a bottle of ketchup, as we learned from Dick Olson. That's for another time.
Give me UConn, though.
Yeah, good. Hey, way to slide in and pick the right side, Noah. Thanks. Next up, we got the 6-seed Creighton, the 3-seed Baylor in Denver, Colorado. Creighton, which by the way, I saw multiple outlets put out like alerts on apps. The ESPN tournament app did this, that Creighton lost in the first round. They screwed that up. Creighton is catching a point here against Baylor, -105 on the money line. 130.5 is the total. -115 is for Baylor. Quick PSA and reminder to not play the first half. I know people are going to play the first half. Maybe they won't play the first half unders because they weren't so good this year, but it's a first round system only. So this line being a pick'em is pretty peculiar to me. I would imagine that I think we were discussing this a little bit. Like, are we underrating Baylor potentially this
potentially
year?
But I'll also
like they fucked up my gauchos.
No, they took care of your gauchos, Ryan. You and a couple other guys and rolled up dress shirts. A couple of guys in your khakis with your formal wear talking about, hey, we're gauchos. Hey, we're going to celebrate. We got a tasting flight lined up. Come on, guys. Let's do it.
Wow.
UCSB didn't get it done.
My Final Four team still
TCU
alive.
Is hanging around against Arizona State. We'll interrupt if needed. It's tied at 67 right now. It's getting interesting.
No, I mean,
but for me, real quick, I can't take Baylor. Like the unbalanced KenPom stuff, as far as how bad they are with their offense, I'm going to take Creighton, and I think Creighton probably should have won by a lot more.
And that's what's always scared me about Creighton. And
maybe that's their team, but at +1, I guess I'm taking Creighton, but this is not a lock.
My original bracket that Sean's referring to, that we had the same Final Four, I had Creighton going, and
this is one. What? Which bracket version? Just for the audience.
Yesterday's.
Okay.
Yesterday's.
But is this the one you gave out on the show, or is this a personal?
No, bracket? I updated when I saw you copied my picks, and
before I had actually announced on air. And I go, and Colby goes, let me see your bracket, and then he goes, oh fuck, I'm changing it.
But look, now
I gotta be too cute.
Now I gotta fade it because I saw. Look, Creighton, honestly. They covered for me and my wife today.
Congrats
on NC State.
To your family.
But NC State, you know, they've been pussies since the beginning of creation. Let's be honest. So I think you got to take the better coach here. Scott Drew and Baylor get it done. Lay the one, Kramer.
All right, and worth noting that the fringe contender category, that which includes elite defenses with still top 50 offenses, in UCLA, Tennessee, Kansas, St. Mary's, Creighton, Arkansas, Kansas State and TCU, Creighton in there, obviously. But Creighton also fits that weird one that we were talking about, Sean, where the sum of the two are less than 50.
Yeah.
They're one of the teams that gets elevated into contender status. No,
they're in the mix, and that's why I'm hanging
and people don't realize how close Colorado is to Nebraska.
Actually, you know what?
I know it well.
My wife just texted me saying, take the Blue Jays. Oh, I got to take the Blue Jays.
Creighton, wow. Creighton,
show bet.
Play my music.
Show bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're all in Creighton.
What do you want, Mac?
Dare you go against all your employers?
Oh yeah, give me the Cocaine Bears. This team is wow. So
he's going for 12.
Three good guards: Flagler, Pryor, George. I mean,
again, as far as like lock, this is my least favorite because I'm with you. Like I kind of like the Baylor. I hate this game as far as picking the ATS. Don't want any part of it. But I'm with you. Like. Baylor is underrated in a lot of ways. I mean, I'll take Creighton and the point, but it's only one.
I get the point. Yeah, I get the point.
It's funny when you say it like
that. No, it's like, you know, you're hanging on to, it's not a huge margin. I mean, talk yourself into Baylor here. I'm all ears.
Oh. And I think Scott Drew over Doug McDermott.
That's the thing that concerns me. But I take my wife over Scott Drew. So wife,
I guess I'm taking Colby's wife over Scott Drew, but again, it's immaterial on the handicap. I'm sticking with Creighton, but I see the angle on Baylor. No, what do you got?
Defense still nerves me about Baylor. UCSB was in that game up until about 6 minutes to go, and Baylor pulled away. Just up the score. Give me Creighton. They win it on the money line. That's now three dogs.
Oh, look at you flexing over there. I'm going to
fade in the Big 12.
Yeah, no,
this would be 5-2 here.
And no, I love you, but you can't be touting a plus one dog.
3-0 on my locks in Vegas.
Three dogs I got here.
3-0 on my locks in Vegas.
Now that's something you can tout. Oh. Yeah, give a follow at Noah B.
77NB.
At 77NB.
Make your free throws.
Thanks,
TCU.
Sean.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Colby's watching a game.
I got these tickets going, Sean. I got this action going.
So, funny story earlier, Colby got very angry because the machine gave him the wrong bet.
That was really great. Where he goes, "Oh, these fucking jabrons gave me the money line." I'm doing the Italian accent.
Hold on. It was the TCU money line, meaning he, instead of laying five, he only took the money line.
That one only wins 12.
But better than losing, Colby.
He went back and placed a new bet.
I got it. Two guys that
were pretty cool.
And oh, wow.
In the back of the bar, they were like the guys leading the race.
They were Arizona State fans, so fuck them.
Yeah. They were leading. In the race to 15s, which were some of the best clips today.
True. The race to 15, and we may be locking in on a new trend moving forward. It feels all like dogs. Everyone's hopping on the first half unders, and they've been, what was the total first half unders, Ryan?
18-16-2.
Ooh. So you know,
still winning
by a hair here, but I think the all dog race to 15 could be the way we start playing these rounds moving forward. And granted, we may have to release a new line of shirts, but it's on the tip.
And like Schwarzenegger, you know, you don't trust the machines, man. Trust the machines.
We're doing it again. We got to eat food soon, guys. We might have one more to talk. All right. So we know FDU is playing Florida Atlantic. I don't see a number yet for this.
Let's just go K-State, Kentucky.
Okay. Then we'll go. You don't want to talk about the game?
No. There's no line.
Okay.
We can buy time, too.
No, I think people want to talk about
that. All right. Give it out.
Buy time. Go with the game with the line.
This game is all
right. Six seed Kentucky taking on.
They hit a three. We're going to overtime.
Kentucky, six seed.
Don't make this.
Kentucky, the six seed, taking on Kansas State, the three seed. In Greensboro, North Carolina, -1 for Kansas State, -115 on the money line. Kentucky, -105, 145.5 is the total. And just for clarification, generally we like the dog to be plus odds when we declare it as a dog. This is an easy play on Kansas State. I think we went with our heart and not our head in taking Ed Cooley and the boys. And they ran into a Kentucky team that was just a little bit more athletic than them.
Well, I'll pick up off that. Like, I'm with you. Our Providence bias was probably too much, but I'm actually going to go Kentucky because I like what I've seen out of this Kentucky team. And Kentucky, like a couple other teams, they were like right on the edge. Like, kind of to me, honestly, Kentucky is kind of like Duke. Like, I wanted to see their first game in the tournament. And then when I saw that first game, I'm like, shit, yeah, they are. You know what? I maybe put them in the fade pile, and I should have put them in the ride pile. And I'm going to make that correction here. I'm going to take Kentucky and the point. Colby, what are you doing?
I'm taking Kansas State here. I think Kansas State is a team that's capable of winning it all. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to win it all.
I'm going to fade that.
Keontae Johnson is one of the best players in college basketball, and he's going to, for everything Oscar Tshiebwe can do offensively, Keontae Johnson can too. And then when you add Marquise Noel, and to me, the real X factor is Jerome Tang, who was an assistant at Baylor for 20 years, won a national championship there. I think Jerome Tang might actually have the coaching advantage in this game. Give me the Wildcats. The K-State Wildcats, I should say.
Oh, nice job. Back-to-back Wildcat on Wildcat rounds.
Yes!
TCU scores with 2 seconds left.
I just won $12.
They don't cover.
That's half of the Big 12 into the next round.
One buzzer beater.
Real quick, you do have to, fairness, if you had taken the spread, you wouldn't. Not only do you not get the $12 you won, you don't get the money that you bet back as well. So the machine,
that's how it works.
The machine was just trying to hook the Danta base up, I believe.
Another one bites the dust, guys. One bites the dust.
Wait, did FAU win?
Yeah. What?
All right, I'm looking.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, now we don't have to explain anything further. I still don't see a line for FDU, Florida Atlantic. I might be looking to play them. They looked surprisingly under or equal match.
Yeah.
And then it looks like Miami will take on we don't have a winner yet, but Indiana looking like they're going that way.
And folks, we post our picks every day. SportsGatheringPodcast.com.
Download the app.
Yeah.
At GPN in the app store.
And we're going to get TCU and Gonzaga, which that's a really interesting matchup.
Mac, what do you like? Kentucky, Kansas State, you got to play here?
Yep. K-State. Once again, everybody's sleeping on the guards, just like at Baylor. Everybody likes Santa Barbara and Montana State. Get that out of here. Bears, Wildcats, moving on again. Let's go.
Noah, how's it?
I'm retweeting everything Colby said. I've been all over this Kansas State team all year. I like them here over Kentucky.
See that?
Yeah. He's retweeting what you said, Colby. I like that.
No, I'll slip you that 100 later. Right?
All right, let's close out with a lock and a dog for the Sunday plays. Kramer, what do you got? What's a lock and a dog?
Not a ton to pick from. So obviously Creighton, I'll be like Noah and tout Creighton as my dog. Although I think you're probably going to see me come out with a little FDU love. Why I didn't parlay the two schools from Jersey on the money line. In hindsight, that would have been fun. So instead, I'll do it in the second round and lose my money. Fade the commandment trend.
So you're taking Creighton on your dog.
Creighton
your
for my lock. Dog. Lock.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Sean's in a rush now. My lock is going to be fading what I think you guys will be on, and Michigan State. Give me Marquette.
Marquette minus -3. You're right, Ryan. For my lock, I'm going to take.
Joke's on you. If we're going to be doing a little lock fighting here, I've already taken my sword vitality.
Unsheath your sword, swordvitality.com, promo code SGPN, and make sure, some of you guys, get the Sword Vitality. Here's the thing. If you don't order Sword Vitality, they'll go away. So you only have yourself to blame if you don't get any of the more sweet, sweet Sword Vitality reads. It's up to you guys if you want the sweet-ass Sword Vitality reads. They're a fan favorite. All right, so for me, my lock. Give me UConn. -3.5. Easy money.
Chalk is in the air.
Yeah. Well, you know, Colby,
I didn't know if you to be a snorkeler.
I'm deep diving.
Do you want to borrow this thing over here?
Give me Michigan State.
Sean, I don't think it'd be safe for you to go underwater right now. I'll be honest.
No, I might.
Let's just keep you above ground.
Give me Michigan State on the money line for my dog.
And no,
I had them winning. The win in the region. And how's that for a snorkeling?
You also can't, and you also can't drive your jet ski hot tub around either right now.
Hey, CJ Rogers.
No, because I'm deep in Michigan State.
CJ Rogers says, "Will you guys come to my bachelor party?"
Oh, who's CJ Rogers?
He's in the chat and he says, "Will you guys come to my bachelor
party? Where's your bachelor party?
Where's your bachelor party, CJ?
What's he looking for? Like some entertainment?
We'll do a live show for
him. Yeah. How many snorkelers do you have at your
bachelor party? You need an extra guy to just like lurk around your bachelor party.
Here's what I'm thinking. We'll all take a little sword vitality before we show up. And we'll do a little SGP themed
Here's the thing.
Erotica.
If you go to swordvitality.com, promo code SGPN, order that. I will do whatever I can to make it happen to come to your bachelor party.
Watch what you say.
I don't know where you live.
You might live in like New Delhi or some shit.
I don't know where you live. We'll figure it out.
He already forgot FAU won the game. He's not. Don't worry about what he's saying.
All right, look.
FAU won?
I'm assuming you want my dog and my lock.
Yes, yes.
Folks. I gave you a Final Four that now has two teams left. All right, not one.
That's when you know you're a good college basketball analyst.
TCU and Houston.
When your two Final Four get knocked out in the first.
The Texas two-step is alive and well. And if you remember, if you've been listening to the College Basketball Experience for a while, I got a future on TCU to win the Natty. We're alive.
TCU, we didn't cover this game, but I know Kramer will have this at TCU as a dog. TCU is going to beat Gonzaga in Denver, Colorado on Sunday. So mark me down as that is my dog. This is going to be like a 4 or 5 point spread. I know it. I know it. I know it. And the lock, Pitt plus 5. Get out of here. Pitt plus 5. I'm sorry, Mac. You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Pitt,
you're holding on that
Pitt,
wall.
AKA say Mac, what do you got?
You know, after the first round, the cream rises to the top.
Yes.
Cinderellas, you like to fade the Cinderellas. You want to fade
them. Kick them down the
floor. You
want to
fade Princeton. You want to fade that sorry school in Pittsburgh. Lock up Sean Miller in his Super Bowl. This is his alma mater. Give me the Musketeers. Boom, boom, boom. We don't have that sound bite on this show. And for my dog, give me TCU. I'm with you. We don't have a line out. They're going to beat the Zags.
Shout out to Ryan, rocking the Shady Rays and the snorkel at the same time. YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast.
I will tell you projected Florida Atlantic minus 19, Gonzaga minus 4.
There you go. So take TCU right there with that. And Mac, I respect.
Noah, what do you got? Lock in the dog.
All right. All four of my final four teams are alive. Yes. And I'm going with my lock is Creighton plus 1. My dog is Michigan State. Both of them in my final four. Nice. Love it.
I respect Mac's commitment to the Big 12. It reeks of a Kevin Spacey apology, but let's go on, right?
So let me ask you.
It's just an analytics.
He's got to turn it around.
Let me ask you this real quick before we get out of here and go eat dinner because I'm fucking hungry right now. FDU catching 19 against Florida Atlantic.
What?
Wait, what?
That's a lot of points.
I'm purely just pulling Ken Pom's projection.
Hold on. FDU is catching 19.
Fair dick, as you guys like to call them.
Yep.
Projected to catch 19. That's a really big number.
I'll take the points. Right. I'll take the points there.
All right, let's get out of here and go eat, Sean. If you're ready.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Hey, make sure you subscribe, lock, rate it up. Toss us a 5-star. We always appreciate it.
Can we clip
the Florida Atlantic win?
I'm casual.
Toss us a 5-star.
I'm casual, he says.
Imagine a business where you're just busting your balls over the ear of your boss the entire time. Imagine that. You're still a top performer in the company.
Yeah.
Great place to be.
Because he takes his sword vitality.
Yeah. Unsheathe your sword, Colby.
Some people have yoga rooms. We have a sword vitality room at the SGPN office.
We're going to go duel some swords
earlier today. Has one too.
Yeah. Yes.
That guy, he.
If you want a meditation room, some places offer that. Ours is a sword vitality.
We have a sword vitality room for sports gambling. I guess I'm Sean, Zach of the Money Green. He is Ryan.
Funny enough, even in corporate America, those rooms had tissues and lotion in them.
Kramer, let it ride.